This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A new report finds that women in Texas are paid just 81 cents for every dollar paid to a man. KERA's One Crisis Away initiative looks at life on the financial edge. And today, Jessica Mason of the National Partnership for Women and Families is on the line to break down the study. Jessica Mason, thanks for joining me.
Hi, great to be here.
Let's start with the numbers. That 81 cents is roughly in line with the national average. How do you come up with that?
So what we did to come up with that number is look at some data from the Census Bureau and compare the amount of money at the median, that's at the middle income, that women who work full-time year-round are paid compared to men working full-time year-round. And so we kind of capture that even if you're working full-time all the time, you're still paid significantly less than a man.
And your research shows the gap for women of color is even greater. How does that break down?
Yeah, so for that one, to really capture that interaction between what's happening with gender and what's happening with racial discrimination is we separate out the numbers just for white men and then compare that to the numbers for Latinas, Black women, Native American women, white women, and Asian American women. And there, because that sort of separates out the racial wage gap for men, which is also pretty substantial, we start to see that the wage gaps for most women of color are even larger than the average.
It's been more than a half a century since the Equal Pay Act was signed into law. That made it illegal to pay men and women working in the same place different salaries for similar work. What's going on? Is that law not working?
So the wage gap has improved a huge amount since the 60s. So that's the positive story. And I don't want your listeners to feel hopeless about this. That legislation really did make a big difference, but it didn't quite do everything we needed it to do. And so recently, the Democrats in the House, along with a few Republicans, voted to pass the Paycheck Fairness Act, which closes up and tightens some of those anti-discrimination laws. And then in addition, what we really want to see is a lot of stronger policies, including culture change as well as legal changes to making sure that working people have a little bit of control over their schedules.
Several studies point to three major influences on the gender wage gap, job choice, child care, and negotiation. What have you found?
You know, I'd really like to drill into that job choice one a little bit because I think choice is often kind of a funny word when we're talking about something like the wage gap because people are always making choices within certain constraints. And so if, for example, you know that you have a spouse or a parent who needs a lot of caregiving, then you don't really have free choice to just take any job you're able to, right? You need a job that maybe gives you some schedule flexibility or that has fewer hours. And the kinds of jobs that are more likely to have that might pay less. Or similarly, you might not have a lot of choice if you're pushed out of a job because of sexual harassment. And the research confirms that women who are harassed on the job and leave their job typically are forced to take a lower paid job after that happens. And so even that word choice is often disguising a lot of the limitations that women are facing in the workplace.
Was there anything that surprised you about this research?
What really surprises me, and I've done this study a number of years in a row, what really surprises me is just how pervasive it is. There's a wage gap in every single state, just about every congressional district. There's a wage gap in every industry, the major occupations. And really the only couple of places where we don't see much of a wage gap is some of the very lowest paid jobs in the country. And that's because we have a minimum wage that sets a floor. And so it's really that pervasiveness, you know, all education levels, all income levels, we're seeing those wage gaps.
So bottom line, this has been such an intractable issue. How do you really move the needle here?
We have made progress over the last two generations, and so I really don't want people to feel that it's completely intractable. But we have seen is that it has kind of stalled out since the late 90s. And so a huge piece of that is, number one, needing to tighten up those anti-discrimination laws, and number two, really doing something about supporting caregiving in the workplace. And so we are advocating for the Family Act that would create a national paid family and medical leave program, as well as the Healthy Families Act that would guarantee everyone have access to paid sick days, as well as needing affordable child care that's also high quality and that pays its own workers well.
Jessica Mason is with the National Partnership for Women and Families. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks so much.